basketball star Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter have both died in a helicopter crash. They are survived by his wife and three other daughters. He was 41, and he played his entire 20-year career with the team, the LA Lakers. He retired in 2016, and as you'd expect, tributes have been flying from all over the world. Here in New Zealand, comedian and social commentator Guy Williams is an avid NBA fan and is one of the many who are shocked by his sudden death. Hi there, Guy.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for talking to me. Yeah, shocking day for anyone who's into basketball. Shocking.
Can you give us an idea of how significant a player he was?
I honestly think, for my generation at least, people who are really watching basketball in the 2000s, he was our generation's Michael Jordan. Now, Michael Jordan's famously the greatest player of all time, but for another generation, for his era, he really is remembered. If not, like, if his credentials don't stack up to make him one of the greatest of all time, he's definitely beloved like he is. It's almost as significant for a lot of people as Michael Jordan passing or Jonah Lomu in New Zealand kind of thing.
What made him a great player?
He was, well, besides winning five championships and being an all-star almost every year he played, he just played basketball in a beautiful way. He was he famously copied Michael Jordan with his fall-away jump shot, but he could explode to the hoop. He was incredibly athletic, very charismatic. He was good-looking. But just, yeah, as I double back to the point that he just played with such an artistic flair that really caught on with people, similar to like Lionel Messi does in soccer now. Like, there's just something magnetic about watching a player like that, you know?
Just tangent for a moment, could you describe what the fall-away jump shot is, Guy?
Okay, so when you get the ball, you get the ball in the kind of maybe 5 or 6 meters away from the basket, and you kind of dribble, kind of not towards the basket, but to the side, and then fall away from the hoop, like leaning back in such a way that a man jumping can't stop the shot because you're falling backwards, like almost like you're going to fall onto your back, but you just catch yourself before you do. And he was also so athletic that he'd jump so high as well that it was kind of famously an unstoppable shot that he could shoot at any time, and he did. That's one of the things Kobe was famous for. He was famous for being very selfish with the basketball. He didn't pass much, and that's why people loved him. He was kind of that American icon of kind of me first, very self-interested in Los Angeles, superstar, and shot the ball every time, and more often than not, a winner, and that's why people loved him.
Yeah, unlike you, I know nothing about basketball, but I've been to a couple of games, the Breakers recently, and something struck me last time I was there, which is that the really good players, well, this is my impression, is that they aren't trying to do beautiful moves. It's just that they are so skilled that they pull off things with their body and the ball that end up being beautiful.
Yeah, it's a weird combination of athleticism and finesse that basketball requires. It's not like there's not kind of the brutal strength needed that you'd see in a game like rugby or something like that. Or rugby can be beautiful too. But in basketball, yeah, really flying through the air. Like so many rappers and R&B songs would mention flying high as Kobe can. Like he got so much airtime, it was like he was gliding sometimes. Mm-hmm. It was really, really graceful.
Was he universally popular?
No, he was very divisive. I mentioned that he was famous for being very selfish, but he had a very public falling out with Shaquille O'Neal. Now, they won three championships together and were one of the greatest teams of all time in the early 2000s, an unstoppable force with Shaquille O'Neal inside, bullying everyone with his physical presence and size, and Kobe Bryant on the perimeter shooting fadeaway jump shots. It was a perfect combination. But it was kind of like no town was big enough for the both of them. And they feuded publicly for years as they were winning, and eventually ended up with Shaquille O'Neal leaving to Miami. When Kobe Bryant won his fifth championship, his second without Shaquille O'Neal, one of his first quotes was famously, "One more than Shaq," alluding to the fact that he'd finally been more successful than Shaq, who some thought he was kind of living in his shadow a little bit.
Although I see that Shaq is one of the people who's paid tribute to Kobe Bryant today. Perhaps they buried the hatchet, or perhaps now's just the time to let that feud go.
Oh, no, they totally buried the hatchet. They were just, you know, they were both just two big egos on the same team, and there's only one ball. That's kind of where that came from. But the other very divisive thing about Kobe Bryant, which I think I should mention, is his very public rape trial in 2003, where his legal team very aggressively attacked and slut-shamed the victim before it even had gone to court, and it created such a hoopla that the victim dropped the charges and they settled out of court for an undisclosed amount of money, which was very controversial at the time because Kobe Bryant actually issued an apology, which, of course, is something would be unheard of these days, and almost... I thought I should read this out. His statement was, "Although I truly believe this encounter between us was consensual, I recognise now that she did not view this as this incident in the same way that I did. I now understand how she feels and that she did not consent to this encounter." And you kind of never hear something like that these days. And it was just a very sad situation and very... shocking story in 2003.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. The other notable thing about Kobe Bryant is that he stayed with the same team. How significant was that, and why might he have done that?
Well, basically, basketball players get judged on winning. Michael Jordan's famous for having 6 championships. Kobe, who was his imitator, fell just one short at 5. And basically, Kobe Bryant, it's a bit of a catch there. When you said that, I thought it wasn't quite right. He was actually drafted by the Charlotte Hornets, but he was traded on draft day for a large Serbian man in 1996. So even as a teenager, he became a part of the most glamorous franchise. And so there's not much reason to leave there. It's kind of like you can't leave. It's like you don't leave Real Madrid, kind of. Like, if you're at the biggest club, why would you move anywhere else? But over his career, they managed to put such superstars around him, like Shaquille O'Neal and later Lamar Odom and Pau Gasol, which meant that he always had a competitive team, or for most of his years he had a competitive team, so why would you go anywhere else?
Have you been online today, Guy, taking a look at the tributes? Is that do you get anything out of that, reading through what various people have to say about Kobe?
It's unbelievable. Like, a lot of athletes are admired, like, you see, grown adults in the comment sections of Reddit and Twitter just, like, talking about openly weeping at work or in the supermarket or wherever they are. It really is crazy. Like, Kobe was worshipped. I remember it being a bizarre experience going to a Lakers game maybe in the late 2010s, or maybe in the early 2010s when he was well past his prime, playing on a terrible Lakers team. And even then, 2 hours before the game, there was literally thousands of fans already in the stadium just filming him shoot warm-up shots and stretching. It was kind of, he was to a group of fans, especially in places like China and around the world, who kind of, where basketball exploded in the 2010s, he is a god. And people are absolutely crushed and shocked by it. It's unbelievable, the outpouring of love for him.
I see President Obama has tweeted as well. He refers to the sort of second part of Kobe's career that he was just embarking on. Do you know much about what he was up to now that the career as a player of the Lakers is over?
No, I'm not sure. He was a prolific investor, and he was, like a lot of players like this, become a mogul. He famously won an Oscar last year for a 4-minute video they made about his retirement speech. But he became like this unusual kind of almost like Tony Robbins inspirational speaker, where he had this thing called the Mamba mentality. I thought it was a load of crock, to be honest. But people love the idea of Mamba mentality, which is win at all costs, laser focus on the target, and kind of destroy your opposition. It was really American style of dominating alpha male behavior that kind of people on the internet kind of laugh up. And so people loved him writing books and making little videos about the Mamba mentality and being a dominator. So that was part of it. But also he wanted to, I think, dominate the business world. That was his next dream. And I'm sure he was doing a good job of that, like a lot of former pros do.
Guy Williams, thanks for your thoughts. Really appreciate your time this afternoon.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
NBA fan Guy Williams on the death of Kobe Bryant in a helicopter crash at age 41 this morning, New Zealand time.